Live coverage of Venus stationing direct in Leo. My hair. Venus and Leo going direct after 5 weeks. That's just one story of September. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another edition of Star Sound Speaks. It's your host, Irliana Samsara, with the crazy hair. We are going to be talking about the astrology for September. If for those of you who don't know me, welcome to the channel. I practice Western tropical astrology, traditional astrology blended with modern archetypes, and I use whole sign houses. We start the month with six planets retrograde. It's a lot of slowness. Two of them are going to go direct this month. Venus is September 3rd, stationing direct at 12 degrees of Leo, where she has been since early July. We've seen a lot of our loyalties tested, or just revealings about who and what we're loyal to, or what friends are loyal to us. I heard from a good friend regarding that. People in her workplace, people that she thought were allies, she realized weren't. So that's a big theme about loyalty, about agreements. Venus can be about the facade of glamour or everything's fine, everything's fine. When it's retrograde, it's like we get to see the mechanisms behind that and some revealings and where things aren't fine. I'm having Michael Bartlett back. Yes. And we're going to be talking about the lessons that we learned during Venus retrograde and what we can bring forward from this fascinating trip. She only goes retrograde every year and a half, basically. So it's always a big deal. And we're also going to be talking about Jupiter, which is going to go retrograde just as Venus is coming up out of that underworld. She kind of like high fives Jupiter. And it's like, hey, Jupiter, good luck with that. Jupiter is in Venus's domicile, Taurus. A lot of very fascinating revealings have been going on and will be continuing for the rest of the year about our knowledge and insights around the Venusian things, around the things that we treasure, our money, our physical wealth, the things that we value that are important to us. When Jupiter goes retrograde, it's our higher knowledge and wisdom is what Jupiter represents. So it's where we get to reflect and contemplate on these things. But basically, for the month of September, we've got a lot of planets in Earth signs. We've got Sun and Mercury, both in Virgo. Mercury is in its domicile of Virgo. So Sun, Mercury, Jupiter in Earth sign of Taurus, as well as Uranus, Pluto in the Earth sign of Capricorn, retrograde, still thinking things through, massive transformation underway with Pluto. Anyway, all Earth signs. So there's this great emphasis on the practical, the real, the material realm. Jupiter about to, and Uranus and Pluto already retrograde, and Mercury retrograde. There's a lot of rethinking and reflection upon these subjects. All good. I'm just going to walk you through some of the dates here. So we've got, as I said, Venus stationing direct. So wherever 12 degrees of Leo is in your sign, and if you have planets close to those degrees, squaring or conjunct or opposing, so that would be the fixed signs of Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Venus is the morning star. So she is in a more young energy. So it's that bright herald of a new day, strong, Rosie the Riveter. Yeah, I got this in Leo. So there's courage and bravery and fortitude and strength and passion and generosity that she can't wait to share with everybody. We've been in this reflective mode for about 5 weeks. And so there's beautiful new insights coming around love and how we relate to each other. Or we've gotten these insights and now they're starting to fall into place. We can take them out into the world with us. Just as she's leaving that underworld, Jupiter's on his way in to do his own exploration. Jupiter will be retrograde for several months. It won't be until, was like December 30th or so, that he goes direct. And Michael and I will be talking more about that in depth, so we'll hold the convo for that for later. So Jupiter, just as it's stationing retrograde, a few hours before Mercury is already retrograde, is going to trine, make a very positive aspect to Jupiter. Mercury trine Jupiter, you could see some big problem solving, the ability to see the big picture. Mercury is about problem solving, Jupiter is about the big picture. So there could be some really easy way to access some knowledge that helps us solve some problems, some practical, useful knowledge, certainly around our words, our ideas, truth, justice, perhaps the workplace, our craft, the things that we work with our hands, so to speak. Can also be a solution to maybe a tech problem like technology or maybe the internet. That's all of a sudden you have this brilliant idea that solves things. So that's Monday, September 4th. Then Mercury has its meeting with the Sun on Wednesday, September 6th. These, by the way, are all Eastern Daylight Time. So adjust your clock accordingly. The Kazemi is always that magical moment. And this one's super powerful because Mercury is in his domicile. And so in the sign of Virgo, so having that meeting with the king or the queen, right? And that sacred with the guru, you know, with in that beautiful, think of like a sunlit hall, a temple hall, and it's like the divine whispers in your ear, something that you need to hear. We'll get some very positive, practical, constructive insights around anything Virgo related. So that would be health specifically, if you want to really drill down, because actually Virgo is all about the details. So we'll have insights about our mind or the ability to analyze and dissect in health, toxicity, purification, the colon. Virgo rules the colon. So we might have some really great insights around our health, specifically as it relates to digestion and our colon and efficiency, removal of toxins. Certainly in the workplace, work, efficiency, service. Virgo was nurses, so where we humbly take care of another in dutiful service. So we might be getting some really cool insights around that, that we can take with us as Mercury continues its journey in the underworld. And there are some always those magical insights in a Kazemi. 2 days later, the sun is going to trine Jupiter. So it's shining a light on solutions regarding, say, money, resources. In Taurus, our resilience, our ability to work and be resilient. Maybe there's some restructuring going on or some renegotiations that need to take place that just have an easier time doing so. September 14th is our new moon in Virgo, 21 degrees, late degrees of Virgo. We'll talk about that more when we get into it. But the thing about it to kind of look out for is that it's going to be opposing Neptune, Neptune and Pisces. And the ruler of this new moon is, of course, Mercury, just at that stationary direct point. So he's just coming up out of the underworld, ready to emerge. And there is some, this would really speak about a new beginning regarding health, practical solutions, matters of the workplace, matters of service, maybe charity or volunteer work. Certainly insights and lessons and insights will be able to be incorporated from the Mercury retrograde in Virgo. So this new moon will be colored with that ability to move these insights forward. And I would say with the opposition with Neptune, it's really calling us to be very practical. Yes, efficiently practical, organized and efficient, the Virgo qualities, you know, wanting and desiring perfection, you know, but not to get too critical, because the opposition with Neptune is like, yes, be as you move forward and start this new beginning, you can't be so left brain about everything. You've got to infuse some of the nonlinear mystical dimensions of your consciousness with this new moon. And so the Neptune is going to be calling us to do that. I would say too, in a creative sense, you know, Mercury is a god of writing. And so maybe it's about grounding, getting some creative inspiration from the opposition with Neptune, but grounding them and making them solid and real and tangible. Like if you have some outrageous ideas and creativity, write them down, get organized with those ideas. Virgo is the checklist of the zodiac. I love checklists. I mean, I love them with my pencil, and I like check things off as I go. It just makes me feel so good. So this is your checklist new moon coming, your checklist of the zodiac, the new moon in Virgo. Woo! Anyway, but don't forget to check off mysticism. It's so funny. It's like so nonlinear, so out of the box. It's so not about a checklist. We'll have that dance and we'll have some fun with it. Friday, September 15th, the very next day, Mercury will station direct. We'll take those insights forward that we've learned. Things start to go back to normal with our communications and our day-to-day. Mercury comes up out of his mystical union in the other dimensions and starts showing up on the outer world. So those lost health foods, my friend was losing pumpkin seeds, could not find them for all the tea in China. Well, she finally found them. She let go of the worry and the concern. Boom, got this insight. I know where they are. And then Mercury, your hidden health food, Mercury stationing direct in Virgo, your hidden health food is found. So, or could be stolen, but returned. Just an example. These things are very multidimensional, you know, and the sun is going to give a boost with this Mercury coming out of the underworld. He's greeted by the sun. It's like, here, let's shine a light on all those insights. And it's a real boost of vitality. At the same time that happens, the sun is going to make a trine with the rebellious, mold-breaking Uranus retrograde. So that could give us some shine a light on like some great breakthrough, like aha moment, something that has been maybe stuck And when you think about Taurus, where we might have been stubborn or stuck on an idea or thing, there's some kind of breakthrough. There's an awakening, a liberation, a freedom. There's maybe unforeseen quantum jump regarding a freedom or an ingenious way of dealing with a practical matter. On September 17th, Venus is going to make the last of her three squares with Jupiter. The first was in June. The second one was in August when Venus was retrograde, but now Venus will be direct squaring a retrograde Jupiter. So like I said, they switched places. But Venus and squaring Jupiter, those are the two benefics. And even though a square is of the nature of Mars, that involves action being taken, it can be a dynamic tension or friction. Look, you've got two benefics, right? It's like the uncle and the aunt, the favorite uncle and the favorite aunt. I don't know. When they square off, you can get some really deep, rich insights, revealings of truth, higher knowledge, benefiting us regarding all the things that we love, the things that we treasure. So that it's the third and final pass. So it would be the completion, perhaps. You could see it as the stage three, like the final act. The first act in June, the second act in August, the third act, where we come around and we integrate things regarding Leo and Taurus, because they squared off in Leo and Taurus. So the things that we love, the people that we love, Taurus, our resources, the things that are practical and useful and grounded in the senses and our self-worth. So there's all these kinds of insights and things. Maybe we can move forward with them as Venus makes that square. September 19th, the sun is going to be opposing Neptune. And so that might give us, sometimes that makes us feel like we're the analytical mind of Virgo. We might feel like we're questioning our path or our mission or our life mission. We might be feeling a little lost. So the opportunity is to integrate the mystical dimensions of ourself, the opportunity to integrate what is our higher purpose in life. So the way out of that loss and confusion is to take a step back and get our heads out of details and fact sheets and that checklist that you made for, the one for the new moon. You know, it's like, okay, let's just put that down for a moment. We want to make sure that we are really honoring what Neptune wants to give us that will help us be more efficient. September 21st, we've got the sun trining Pluto as we're just heading into our Libra ingress, the equinox, which would be the fall equinox in the northern hemisphere and the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. Libra ingress is September 23rd, but right before it does that, the sun makes a trine with Pluto. There could be a wealth of opportunity with the wisdom of the earth, the ancestors, accessing hidden wisdom. It could involve bringing up the pain body of the past or from our ancestral family dynamics. It could be accessing subconscious patterns, maybe clearing something that we don't want that is no longer serving us with a critical eye. And so it can certainly lend itself very well to physically toxic, cleaning out toxins, right? Because Pluto is about, you know, what toxins are there that need to go so that there can be renewal and a renewed sustainability. So with the critical eye, we have the ability to assess and look under the hood of what needs to be cleared and what subconscious patterns toxic to our physical and mental health can be revealed. And so a wonderful opportunity. We finish the month with a full moon in Aries, and that's going to be a really interesting full moon. It'll be September 29th. Now, you have to remember, we're heading, I can't believe it, it's already like September and next month's eclipse season. It just seems like we just got out of eclipse season. But anyway, now here we are again, and they'll be in the sign of the Aries Libra axis. We do have one more. The lunar eclipse will be our final Taurus Scorpio. But we, with this full moon in Aries, we're kind of getting a taste, a herald of what archetypes are at play, that we're going to have major changes, major endings, and major beginnings once eclipse season happens in middle to late October. So this full moon is, again, I'll talk more in depth about it when we get closer, but just to heads up, this would really speak to the need to break away from a living situation that may not be supporting us in favor of something new and unconventional, an unconventional living situation, or a difficult or chaotic situation comes to a head and it requires us to really stand up and and be resolute in finding some peaceful, tactful, compassionate solution. Breaking from the past, breaking from relationships or home or family situations that we find binding. So the need for freedom, but done in a way that harmonizes and honors people with peace and tact and diplomacy and compassion. Very new and exciting directions. It's just things coming to a head, which is what, of course, full moons always do. So I'll close out this little chat today by saying a little health alert for the full moon. Full moon, we have Mars is pretty close to the south node for that full moon at the end of the month. So watch your kidneys. Mars is in its exile or detriment in Libra. So it's a little hard for it to do its Marsy thing. It's got to learn peace and diplomacy. It's got to fight for peace. But when it comes to our physical health, I would say make sure you get enough water. You might be dehydrated. Libra rules the kidneys. So Mars there is this health issue or maybe inflammation or dehydration with kidneys and such. So always drinking a lot of water, getting enough electrolytes, coconut water. I love that for getting electrolytes, but you know, various ways to get that. So anyway, just want to alert you on that, as it helps us negotiate all the energies of the full moon later in the month. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to share with you today. I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you have, we are so grateful if you like, share, subscribe, and I always love reading your comments. What are you excited about with, is your hair as crazy as mine? Hopefully not. Anyway, if it is, so what, right? Just Leo season, and Venus is still in Leo season. It's like, okay, the sun went into Virgo, but I'm still having, I just came out of the underworld. My hair's a little messy. So it's okay. It's cool. It's new and exciting ways of sharing ourselves. We're more vulnerable than ever. Anyway, I know I am. I hope you've enjoyed this and we'll see you soon. Much love to all of you and have a great, great September. This is Irliana Samsara, Star Sound Speaks, starsoundastrology.com. Namaste.